And here comes Senator Barkley and minority Republican leader of the House, Senator McNary. Behind him, Senator Austin, then Senator Tom Connelly. Then immediately behind, Senator Vandenberg, who's been somewhat on the isolationist side. Then Senator Truman and Senator Guffey, Senator Truman of Missouri. Now coming down the aisle is Senator Hiram Johnson, the beloved figure from California. Just below me in a purple dress is Miss Jeanette Rankin.
Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend the rules and pass the joint resolution which I have sent to the desk.
Clerk will report the resolution.
That the state of war between the United States and the Imperial Government of Japan, which has thus been thrust upon the United States, is hereby formally declared.
The second commanded. Gentleman from Massachusetts.
I yield 20 seconds to myself.
Gentleman from Massachusetts is recognized for 20 seconds.
Mr. Speaker, my fellow Americans, a dastardly attack has been made upon us. This is the time for action.
In view of the developments of the past 48 hours, the President's request has my support. I hope there will not be a single dissenting voice.
And now they're calling for a vote. Now they're calling to shout down any further debate, to have a vote here and now, a most unusual procedure.
The gentleman from New York, Mr. Fish, is recognized for 3 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, whom the gods would destroy, they first make man. The Japanese have gone stark, raving mad. There is no sacrifice too great that I will not make in defense of America and to help annihilate these war-mad Japanese devils.
First of all, let me tell you, the little passage that took place at the beginning of this debate, Miss Janet Rankin tried to get recognized here. She stood in the aisle and raised her hand. The first time, the speaker angrily brought down his gavel and said, "Let there be no objection to the unanimous consent agreement." Then we have just flashed, have a flash here that there was no debate in the Senate. The Senate has adopted the resolution, ladies and gentlemen.
My husband, Bill Byron, was in the last war, that I am 100% back of America.
The Senate has adopted the resolution, ladies and gentlemen. We just have a flash from there that they have passed it.
The question is, will the House suspend the rules and pass the resolution? Those in favor of taking the vote for the ayes and noes rise and remain standing until counted. Evidently a sufficient number.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, they're taking the vote here. He called for the ayes. They stood up.
Suspending the rules and passing the resolution will, when their names are called, vote aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, call the roll.
Allen of Illinois.
Aye. The roll call cannot be interrupted by an emotion or a point of order. Clerk, call the roll.
Anderson of Minnesota. Aye. Boggs. Aye.
The vote there was 82 to nothing. It was taken at 2 minutes after two. There were no dissenting votes in the Senate. And we'll wait to see now what happens here in the House of Representatives. There was a very, very impressive and very dramatic occasion in there that I was telling you about. Miss Jeanette Rankin tried to the very bitter end to get recognition from the floor. She even made a point of order trying to get recognition from the floor, whether or not she wanted to object to this resolution, as she objected to the passage of the war resolution during World War Number One, we do not know. But as a matter of fact, it may turn out sooner or later that Miss Rankin actually wanted to make a speech in favor of this resolution, although, as I say, we have been unable to tell. We just have a flash from the House floor that Miss Jeanette Rankin has voted no.